Okay, today's daf is Tainus Yerushalmi Daf Yud, and we are on the bottom of Tes Amid Beis, talking about issues of real fast days. Real fast days are not just about the fasting, but it is obviously about the tshuva that comes with the fasting, right? That's what the tshuva is, just it's the goal, and Tainus is the way that we get there. That's what the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Tainus, as we have read, and we read in the Hakdama to the Masechta. The Rambam says there are fast days, mitzvahs aseh min haTorah lizoku laharia, v'davar zeh midarkei hatshuva. So all types of behaviors that we do on a fast day is just to motivate tshuva. At least all the fast days, Tisha B'Av might be an exception. That's about focusing on the event itself, right? That's what we had. If you remember back in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yochanan, I think it was the one that had the suffix whether Tisha B'Av is mitzad avel or mitzad tainus. So it might be the morning and the afternoon. It might switch also in the middle, but that was a suffix that we had. Okay, so three lines from the bottom here on Tesman Beis. Amar Shimon ben Lakish, tshuva shel ramios asu anshei Ninve. Very unclear. Is this a statement of wisdom, or this is a knock on the Anshei Ninve? The Anshei Ninve did some level of tshuva, and Chazal recognized they did a level of tshuva, but we know that they didn't do a full level of tshuva. Right? The impression that you get from the Bavli is that they did a very high level of tshuva. Very high level of tshuva. If you look, the Gemara says that they didn't even rely. The Gemara is on the Tez Zayin and Aleph. The Gemara says, even if they had stolen a board and built it in a house, and midrabanan, we say that you're allowed to just keep it in the house, because or else if we say you have to knock down your whole house, you're not gonna do tshuva. So takan is meresh, the takan of the board, you're allowed to keep it. They knocked down the house, and they returned it. But here, that was Shmuel. Here, Reish Lakish is unclear. Tshuva shel ramios, they did it in a sly or a cunning way. Asu anshei Ninve. Ma asu, what they do? Reb Chuna b'shem, Reb Shimon ben Chalfusa, he'amidu agala mibefnim v'moseya mibachutz. They separated calves from their mothers. They put calves on one side of the wall and their mothers on the other side. Siacha mibefnim v'moseya mibachutz. They put little babies and their mothers on opposite sides. V'havin ilein goy min hacha, v'ilein goy min hacha. And they used to cry. They used to groan out because the mother the babies wanted to nurse, and the mothers wanted to nurse, right? The Chachamim here quotes what Chazal say, Yosemi Masha Egel Rotsa Linok, even more than what the baby, the calf, wants to suckle, the mother wants to give off the milk, has to express the milk. That's the muscle given to somebody who has a lot of Torah. More than the child wants to learn, the Rebbe should want to give over the learning and share the learning in the Torah. So this is what they used to do. Why'd they do this? Caused the following. Amrin, and they said, when the groaning was taking place, the people of Ninveh said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, Imles Merachem Alinan, if you don't have Rachmanis on us and make it rain, or in the context of Anshei Ninveh, and don't destroy us, Lina Merachman Aleon, then we're not gonna be Merachim on these animals. Hadu Duchsiv, and this is what it said, Ma Ne'encha Behema Navochu Edrei Bakar, Ki Ein Mira Lahem Gam Edrei Tzone Shamu, right? So a remez in that pasuk. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, all the Mefarshim wonder what exactly is being done by these animals being separated. And the again, a similar line is found in the Bavli. Says the Ben Yehoyada, Kasha lefipshutam nirin afkirusa. Right. Well, what are they doing here? The nirali b'siyata d'shmaya kavana d'kivat abehemos notzu b'avur adam. The animals were created for man to use. Im ein atam rachim aleinu levatal gzera. Right. If you aren't levatal gzera, ein achlus v'chilu rachim aleinu. Then what's the purpose of the animals? Right. The animals are only here to serve us. So if we're not here, the animals have no purpose either. That's what they meant to do. So they try to use a lumdis, a charifus, to disprove. Or to prove that they should be saved. Rabbeinu Bachai also talks about this in the Karakemach, that they use the type of sharpness. Amar Rabbi Acha Barvaya Avdin Kain. In Arabia, though, they do this. They use this on the fast days. Karmenei the Osin Kain. They do this on the Yom Tainus. Veiskasu Sakim Adam Abeima. They covered Adam, people and animals, in sackcloth. V'yikreu El Elokim B'chazka. And they called. They called to Hashem, bechazaka, with strength, with, with, uh,
with aggressiveness. Mahu b'chazaka, Amr Shimon ben Chalfusa, chatzifa natzak l'kashera. The chutzpah, the aggressiveness, the standing up, the chutzpah won over the kasher, the straight. Kol shekin l'tavaso shel olam. This is for the tova of the world. You have to let it, stop the gzera, says the apil of Ninve, see the carbon eda, mishu mavakish tovaso shalolam, shi manotzach benabrios b'tshuvasan. Right? The one who is, you are the ultimate giving tov to the world, Hashem. So you have to have rachmanis on us. Kind of like twisted Hashem's arm, so to speak. Right? It wasn't full tshuva. It wasn't full tshuva at all. One more line of Yeshuvu ishmi darko hara minachamat hasher b'chapehem. Rabbi Yochanan is a little different than Shmuel. Shmuel in the Bavli said they went above and beyond. Rabbi Yochanan is saying they returned what was in their hands. What was in the hiding, they didn't return. They did some tshuva. They did a semi-tshuva. They did part of tshuva, but that's okay. This is the example that the Mabit gives. Mabit gives in Beis Elokim. You know, the Mabit wrote a sefer Beis Elokim, with Sha'ar HaTfila, Sha'ar HaTshuva, and Sha'ar HaYesodos. Three different Sha'arim. So if you look in Sha'ar HaTshuva in the 12th Perek, that's where the Mabit says, even though usually we know there's a whole question about whether there's Chatzi Shir when it comes to mitzvos, there is when it comes to tshuva. V'yachar Shin Esbari Inyan HaTshuva, don't think tshuva is all or nothing. Now that we've explained it in HaTshuva, this isn't like Shara Mitzvah. If you only do part of a mitzvah, you only have a lulav. Like tzitzis, if you only have a three corners, put tzitzis on three corners, we don't say that. You don't say you get three quarters. As if you didn't do anything. Even though it's not complete, unless you had charata v'aziva sachel lo asid in all the elements, im kolze hacharata levad b'li aziva sachet mo'oksas. But even if you feel a little bad, a little bit of charata without aziva sachet, it still helps. V'chein aziva sachet below charata, and also the same thing if you don't do it anymore, but you're not sad about it. Ukamoshe matzinu, what are his examples? Ulezekhech matzinu ba'achav. He finds by Achav, Shenichna Milavnei Hashem, Mashakara Begadav, Itzah, Mishacha Besach. He did a little tshuva, even though then Izebel convinced him not to. Shenira Kim Mischarid Amasha Asa. He was upset. Below Azal, I'll call Chatav, but he didn't leave. Vim Kol Zeolo. It still helped him a lot. Vachain Matsinu Ba'anshe Ninve. There it is. Anshe Ninve, Sheshavu La Asid, Sheazvu Achet. They said they're not going to do it anymore. They weren't really upset about what they did. They didn't regret, right? It was just that they didn't want to get destroyed by God. So they said, okay, we're not going to do it again. Even when the Am said it, Amar, what does he quote? He's trying to prove that they didn't do full tshuva. See, he's not going to quote the Bavli. Shmuel, he's going to quote the Yerushalmi. Ki achamas asher odenu b'chapam lo bal'uhu. The Mabit quotes our Yerushalmi. Right, a little bit. Remember Menashe HaMelech? Also, that amazing Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. A little bit in the Bavli, where Menashe HaMelech is literally being cooked in boiling hot water, and he takes out his Rolodex of Avodah Zarah, he davens to every Avodah Zarah, and nothing works. And he says, oh, I remember when my father, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, I remember when we were young, he used to learn Chumash with me, and he said, do tshuva. You know what? I'm going to call out to Hashem. If it works, great. And if not, call on Faya Shoven. And if not, he's just like the other gods. That wasn't tshuva at all. That was even a partial tshuva. And the Gemara describes that the malachim were misatmin asachalonos. They were closing the windows in heaven so that the tshuva, the tefillah of Menashe wouldn't get through. And it said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out a drill and made a hole tachas kisei hakavod and grabbed the tefillah of Menashe. That also wasn't a full tshuva. It wasn't even, it was a little bit. A little bit. He said, oh, maybe Hashem could help. So that's also, you see, from the, that there's this chatzi shir when it comes to tshuva. It's not even chatzi shir. It's that shir, that level. Okay, we continue. Ksiva karu v'kru levavtem abagdeichem v'shuv al Hashem alokeichem ki chanin v'rachem hu. The pasuk says, tear your hearts and not your begadim. And do tshuva. Shemesh Chan Varachim. Amr Yishuv Ben Levi, we darshav from this pasuk, Im karatim libchem korim bigdechem. If you tear your hearts in shuva, you won't have to tear anything else. Right? You won't go through any tzaris. You won't have to tear your begadim, lo b'neichem, lo b'naseichem. Your children will live a long life. Ela al Hashem lokechem. Only tear your hearts to Hashem. B'lama, ki chanun v'rachumu, erach apayim v'rav chesed, v'nicham al hara'ah. Right? And even if he had a gzera to do something negative to you, he won't do it, because he did tshuva. Rav Shul Barnach, menam b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, it says erach apayim, we're going to darshan, erach af, ein ksiv kan. It doesn't say af. Af is a singular lashon of anger. Apayim is plural. Why does it say apayim? As if there are two angers that Hashem has patience with. Erech af enksiv kan, ela erech apayim. What is that referring to? The Gemara has two deis. Marech ruchoi masadikim, umarech ruchoi marashahim. Hashem delays his ruach. He delays reward for the tzadikim, giving it to them in la'asilavo. And he also delays punishment for the rishahim. Maybe they will do tshuva. So that's the two apayims. He's marach for the tzaddikim and for the rishon. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Tanchul Barchiya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, erech af inksiv kan, ela erech apayim. What's that? Ma'arich rucho ad shelo yigveh. What does he do? He delays punishing before starting the punishment. And even once the punishment starts, it's not one fell swoop, boom, hischel ligvos, ma'arich rucho v'goveh. Even once the punishment starts, whatever it is, Hashem does it slowly so that one could have time in order to do shuva. Where do we see this by? We see this even by the Mitzrayim, right? The Mitzrayim themselves were the Makos, right? The Makos, we know, according to many, many Rishonim, at least the first 9 Makos, right? It's clear, right? It's the Mishnah Idyas, right? The Makos were about Onesh for the Mitzrayim. Why didn't it just once? Why didn't one, so the Svarno, says that all of the Makos were not exactly punishment, but it was just to urge them to do tshuva. But others say, the Rambam and the Ramban and Rashi, they all say that it was part of the punishment. But why didn't Hashem just punish them, boom, and kill them? Because it was all, is said here, even in the Onesh, Hashem gives time. Right? The Mishnah in Idios says, where's this Mishnah? The Mishnah in Idios says that Perak Beis of Mishnah Yud Mishpana Mitzrayim Shnei Masar Chodesh. That's the Mishpah. That's the Onesh. Why is it a year? Right? Because to give time. The Rambam says part of the Onesh is to take away their Bechira somewhat, but again, not all at once. Not all at once. The Ramban says Kach Paro Harasha Kivin Sheshagar Kadosh Baruch Hu Etzlo Chamesh Pamim Veloshkiach Advarav Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Atok Sheidet Arpacha. And most of Lachatum al Tumascha, it was an Onesh, right? That's what the Brisbane Abbasarim says. But again, it was an Onesh that was spread out. It wasn't boom, because even in the Onesh, if they would have turned around, so then it would have been different. Right? The Briska Rav says this. This is even Pshat in Rashi. Right? The Pasuk says in Va'era that Hashem says to Moshe, Re'e Nisaticha Elohim Laparo. What does that mean? Rashi says, Shofet Verodeh L'Radoso. A judge. The Briska Rav says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shofet. He was the Bezdin. Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Moshe Rabbeinu l'dayan v'shofet l'radoso b'makos v'yisur na'ru'yim lo. That's a kiyum of a gayah shekar yavod adon anochi. But again, why was it spread out? Because it was an onesh that, like our Gemara says here, that hitchil ligvos, even then, marich rucho v'goveh. It's marich, we're marich the time, and then we're able to be goveh. Hashem is able to be goveh the punishment. Good. We continue. Amar Bichanina, Manda Marachmana, Vatran is Vatran b'nei Moi. We had this recently also. If somebody says that Hashem is a Vatran, he just lets things slide, so then his intestines should be unraveled. Right? Hashem doesn't just ignore things. Elamarach Ruchi v'Gavididei. He has a lot of patience, but everything is written. Right? I call Nechtav. Right? I call what is the same Perkei Avos. I call Safui for Rishus Netsuna. And the Baal HaBayis is writing everything down. Amr Bilevi, Mao Erech Apayim, another Pshat of Erech Apayim, Rachik Ragiz. Erech, not only in time, but Hashem distances his Midah of anger. L'melech Sha'i Lo Shnei Legionos Kashim, like a king who has two very strong, very tough armies. Amr HaMelech, Im Doram Hemi Mi B'Medina, if my army is right next to me in my country, Achshav, B'nei HaMedina Machis, and I'll see what's going to happen, my country is going to do something wrong. They're going to get me mad. I'm going to say, I'm going to punish them. And all of a sudden, what's going to happen? Boom. I'm going to tell them and they're going to be very fast very fast in terms of punishing. I'm going to send these very vicious armies to, even though they're my armies, I'm going to send them very far away. If my country gets mad at me, but by the time I send for them, they're going to be mefais to me. I'm going to distance my anger. And I'm going to get appeased from them. Right? There's like, so to speak, like they say, some of the Gedolim had an anger jacket. Where's the anger jacket? In the closet upstairs. So whenever the Gadol started feeling that they're getting angry, he's like, no, I can't get angry without my anger jacket. And he walks very slowly to the closet upstairs. By the time he gets to the closet, he obviously has calmed down and he is not angry anymore. So Kaviyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu has his anger jacket and he delays. He pushes his midos away. Hashem is not bound by time or by space, but it's just to give us a mashal. Kach Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Af v'chema, malachei chavalahein. Af and chema are malachim of destruction. Harieni mishalchan l'derech b'chokah. I'm going to send them to a very far away place. Shemachisin osu Yisrael. So if the Bnei Yisrael anger me, achani mishaleach etzlan, while I send for them, uvian Yisrael, osin tshuva. V'ani makabal tshuvasan, and I'm going to be makabal their tshuva. Hadohu dechsiv, that's what's mentioned. Ba'im me'eretz merchak mikseh hashamayim. Mikseh Hashemayim from the Mikseh Hashemayim, Hashem, the pasuk continues, Uklei za'amo l'chabel kol ha'aretz. Therefore, it's very far away. Omer, Yitzchak v'lo, not only is it far away, Ela she'na'al b'fneihem. It's as if Hashem locked them up. Hadu d'chsev, pasach Hashem etz otzaro, v'yotze es klei za'amo. Hashem opened the treasure and let out the klei za'amo. So it sounds like it was locked, and he had to open it. Period. Adu pasach, so while he's opening it, adu tared, while he's occupied and busy with doing that, rachamoy craven, then the rachmanis overcomes. Again, lesaver es ha'ozen, to make us think about this, and maybe we should also recognize that this is what we need to do. The Gemara continues, Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir, kihine Hashem yotzei mimkomo. Hashem goes out of his place. So Akemi literally goes out of his place. He doesn't have a place. So Yotze lo mimida lamida means he goes from mida to mida. Yotze lo mimida sadin uba lamidas rachamim al Yisrael. He goes to have rachmanis. Ksev lo ishkel vichazev. Man is not a god. Vichazev. And, or God is not a man, I should say, who would falsify. Veshmuel bar Nachman Rabbanan. What does this mean? Veshmuel bar Nachman Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Omer lasos tova lo ishkel vichazev. Right, Hashem is not a person that would lie. If he promises to do a tova, he will do it, even if a person doesn't deserve it anymore. Omer lasos ra'a, and if it's lasos ra'a, hahu omer v'lo yaseh v'dav v'lo yikimena. Right, if he says lasos ra'a, maybe he'll say it, and he won't be making it. Meaning what? If he did tshuva. For Rabbanan Amri, no, it's referring to this. Lo ish hu sha'asad varo shel el kilu einan. Didn't this man, Moshe, make Hashem's words as if they were not? Why? When Hashem said he was going to destroy the Am Yisrael, Lama Hashem yechar abcha b'amecha, don't destroy them. Uben Adam yisnacham, that's a reference also to Moshe. Lo ben Amram hu she'asa lakel she'yisnachem. Isn't this ben Amram that wasn't he able to change Hashem's mind? V'yinacham Hashem al ha'ra'a asher dibar lasos la'amo. Right, the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah also about if a Navi promises that Hashem's going to do something good, for sure has to happen. Do something bad, maybe not, because maybe we did tshuva. Amar b'yavo, am yomar l'cha adam, kel ani mechazevu. If somebody says, I am a god, kel ani, then obviously he is mechazev. Ben adam ani, if he says, I'm a ben adam, I'm a perfect person. Karban ha'eda, tzadik v'yakasher, sofa l'tavos bo. He's going to regret saying that. He shouldn't say that. You know, don't, it's like Murphy's Law, as they say, just say b'li neder. Shani olo l'shamayim, ha'omar v'li kimena. Right? That's impossible. I think some of the posts can talk about tshuvas. What if somebody says that and they go up in an airplane? Right? Did he meant without help, without an engine, not just, by himself. Rav Acha, b'shem Rav, getting back to what we spoke about earlier, ain't tainis achshav, we don't have any full fast days today because we don't have the nasi. Amr of Yosa, Hada, Amr, that's what we said, ilin tanesa, dan an avdin, les ilin, the fast days, that we do aren't full fast days. Amalei Kane, Amarav Kaltana. Right, it's. I'm sorry. He asked it like as a question. These fast days that we're doing are not fast days. Amalei Kane, Amarav Kaltana. She nasis katikuna alei kasev omer natna alei bakola al Kane sinesiha. Right, that's the. It's not the full fast day, and that's why Hashem isn't makabalit in the same way. Next halacha, halacha beis, amdu b'tfila. So they took out the aron that's outside in the street. Amdu b'tfila, morit in lefnei ateva, zalkein v'ragil. They start davening, and they put the chazin is somebody who's zalkein v'ragil. Somebody's ragil, somebody who knows the flow of the tfila. V'yeshlo banim u'beiso reikan. And somebody who has children, but his house is empty. He has children, so he knows what he has to daven for. They have no food. His house is empty. House is empty. Gemara's 2 days. The Chaburin Eidi here, the Pnei Moshe here quotes 2 days. Empty from food and assets, and therefore he knows what he has to daven for, or empty from chait, says the Pnei Moshe. Umitoksha nafsho aguma alav. V'libo nishbar mispalel hu b'kavana. He's daven with a kavana. Inami beso reikon min ha'averos. Shalo yehe gam bebanav hu b'nei beso balavera. Shalo yasalav shemra b'yalduso. So either it's spiritually, he's empty of mitzvahs, or physically. Kadeshe libo shalem b'tfila. So he knows what he has to daven for. Va'omer lefneim esrim ba'arba brachos. Then the chazan says, the 24, the 6 extra brachos in the chazaras hashatz, shmona esrei shebachal yom, the 18 daily, mosif alein otshesh, and the other 6. There was some discussion in the Rishonim. Is this said by every tfila of the fast, or is it only by ni'ila, that's a day in Rabbeinu Chananel, is it only by shachris and mincha, not by ma'ariv? Different opinions in the Rishonim. Ve'elohein, what are the 6 extra brachas? Zichronos, shofros, and then these 4 prakam of Tehillim, which end off with a bracha as well. Kel Hashem, batzaras ali, esa einai el haharim, mimaka akim krasicha Hashem, tefila la'anikiyatov. Those 4 prakam of Tehillim are put into the Shmona Esrei as brachas. Tini, other elements, other midos that the chazan has to have, right? What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, zakein v'ragil. Zakein v'ragil, yesh lo banim, beso reikon. Those 4. Zakein v'ragil, yesh lo banim, beso reikon. The Braisa says, tini v'shafal barich. Right? Humble. Shafal barich, he must be humble. Says the Karban Eda, anav, right? Look in the Ben Yehoyada. Right? Barich. What's barich? So says the Ben Yehoyada here, beis rach. Rach is soft and low. So beis rach, hey, near karu shafal bareki rach, ratzalomar anav shiroatzmo rach. Hein binyanim hanafshim, hein binyanim hagufaniim. Vizeu barech, beis rach shu rach bishtayim. He's rach in 2 places. Ach yesh shu anav mi bachutz, ubelibo miskaeb anav ashalo. Sometimes people can act like an anav, but they're not really an anav inside. Or the opposite. So, somebody who is beis, right? Somebody who is barech, somebody who is an anav, inside and out. No, the Ramban. The Ramban, at the beginning of his letter, right? What's the first midah? First midah he talks about is that, not to get angry. And then he says that, if you don't get angry, v'chashetinotzel menakas talel libcha midas ha'anava. Shehi midah tova mikol hamidas hatovos. Says the Ramban, it's the greatest midah. It's the source for all other midos. Shenemar ekev anava yiras Hashem. Ubavur ha'anava tala libcha midas ha'yira, and then anava will lead to yira. Kititin olibcha tamid me'ayin bata ulana toleich v'shatarima v'toleh bechayecha va'af ki b'moscha l'fnimiyata asin dimcheshbon v'chulu anava. Anava is the key. And then he skips a few lines. V'kasher tesnai b'midas ha'anava l'hisposheish mikol adam ul'hispached mimenu menachet atishra alecha ruach hashchina v'ziv kavoda v'chayi olam haba. And then he says, Hamizga'eh, right? He says, Gaiva, says the Ramban, Hamizga'eh, Belibo, Labrios, Moridu b'malchus Shemayim. You take it up more space from Hashem. Ki mispa'erhu b'lavush malchus Shemayim. Hashem malach yoslavesh. Hashem is the only one. Hashem malach yoslavesh. V'mayizga'eh lev adam. What are we supposed to feel great about ourselves in terms of gaiva and arrogance? Everything we have is a gift from Hashem. Im ba'osher, Hashem morish amashir. Vim ba'kavod, haloli lo kimhu. Continues. So we have to know, make sure we have that anava. Ach, and he says again, called, and let me tell you how to be an anav. This is his message in the Igaris. How to be an anav. Called varecha yubanachas. Veroshcha kafuf. Veinecha yabitu lamata laretz. Velibcha lamala. Vialtabit bifnei adam adabarechima. Vekal adam yegadu mimcha veinecha. Everybody should be greater than you. Called varecha. That is the anava. So that's shval barich. Next, v'noach tishchores, or lit tishchores, says the Karban Eita. 2 days. Tishchores is to the king. Who's the king? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be noach and be lovely to the king. Others say tishchores means from the word shachor. People who have black hair, the young, give cover not only to the older crowd, but even to the younger crowd, to the youth. V'ragil b'chachma. And somebody who is ragil, with chachma, somebody who is accustomed. That's what he spends his day doing. Viragul ba'agada, and not just in terms of halacha, but in terms of, and not in terms of hashkafa, but agada. V'yesh lo bayis v'sadeh, and that he has a house in a sadeh. One second. He has a house in a sadeh. It's against the Mishnah, v'taninan. Ubeis o'reikon, matomer hachin. Right? So there's no answer to that stira. Right? Is it better to have a house, and therefore he's davening because he knows his house is going to go to, he's going to lose the house, or is it better not to have the house and he knows it's empty? Okay, yesh lo banim ubanos, he should have children. In main lahem, if you can't find somebody, could be the chazan, has all these midos, ma'avir and kol mashiyirtzu. Just put whoever, you know, somebody could be a good chazan. V'la mashmon asrei, once we mentioned that we add on 6 brachos to the shmon asrei, so it's 24. So how do you know 24? Right, as the Karban Eda says, the idea of davening might be da'araisa, but as the Rambam says, all the details are derabanan. The Afagav says the Karban Eda, the Tefillah Min HaTorah, Nusach HaTefillah Chachamim Teknuhu, the time of boy, where did they get 18 from? Right, this is discussed in the Bavli as well. And the question you might ask is, what do you need a mucker for? The Rabbanan came up with how many needs that Klal Yisrael have. You have to daven for Refua, you have to daven for Parnas, you have to daven for Geula. So this is, what do you have to come up with a Remez in Tanakh for the 18? Explains Rav Soloveitchik, he says, this is one of the many aspects of Tefillah, Tefillah Tzorach Matir. You can't just come up to Hashem and start talking. Who gives you the right to start talking to the Borei Olam, to the infinite? Who gives you the right to do that? So what's the answer? The answer is, if we could find a remez in Tanakh, that's the matir. That's the matir. And that's why we have to always find matirim. And that's why the Gemara says, how do you know there's a 7 bracha amida and a 9 bracha amida? You have to have a source for each one. And when they made 18 into 19, you had to find another remez to make it 19. So where do you know? V'lama shmon esrei, why 18? So number one, Amar Shob ben Levi, k'neged shmon esrei mizmoros, shekasam erosho, shel tilim, ad yan chasham yam sara. The first 18 prakim, which ends, yil ratzon imrei fi, right? It ends with that. So the end of the 19th. So that's how you know that's the remez to the 18. And right after that, you have Yancha Hashem. Hashem should answer you. Im Yom Alecha. And that's what that's what we see at the end of our Shmon Esrei. That's what we say Yil Ratzon, because it's a parallel to that. Im Yom Alecha Adam Tisha Asar Hein. And if you want to say, one second, there's 19 prakim, right? Lametzeach is Chaf. Amar lo Lamaragshu Les Himinon. Right? 1 and 2 go together. 1 and 2 go together, as the Gemara says in Brachas 2. Mikan Amru, we also know the fact that Yancha Hashem is right after these prakim that talk about tefillah. Mikan Amru, Amis Palo Veinonen Etzorach Tainis. Recognize that if somebody davens and doesn't get the answer that they need or that they want, he should fast. Because what does it say right after these 18, 19? Yancha Hashem Biyom Tzara. And you start fasting. Amr Abimana, and also it's a remez. Remez, the Tamil Chacham, who shots Adam Tzorach Lomer Larabo Tishama Tilascha. Unclear why it says Tamil Chacham. It's really for anybody. After somebody davens, give him a bracha. Hashem should hear your tefillah. Because right after the whole remez of tefillah, what did it say? Yancha Hashem. Hashem should answer you. Biyom Sara. It's like talking to the person who is davening. That's all number one. 18 are the keneged those tehillims. Rabbi Simon, Moshe, Rabbi Shimon Levi, keneged Shmonas, or Chulio, Shebeshizra, right? It's keneged the 18 points in the spine. Shebeshash Adam Onwe, Mispalo, because when we stand up and daven, every once in a while we have to bow down. Sarach Lashuach Bekulam, we have to bend down. We have to bend down and show all of those points in our spine. Matam, Kolatz Mosai Tomarna, Hashem Yichamocha. All of my bones. This is all positive, because also a remez for shuckling, right? When we get into it. Some say, what's shuckling? We get close to Hashem, we go forward, and we go back. That's Ava Yira, Ava Yira. That's also a remez to the shuckling. Number 3, Rabbi Levi Amar Keneged Shmonasar Askaros, Shekasa Bahavu Lashem B'nei Elim. The 18 times Shem Hashem is written in that parak of Mizmor LaDavid. This is why we stand up, the minhag of standing up Friday night. For Mizmor LaDavid, it's because of this remez. It's a remez to the Amida. Amar Rav Chuna, Im Yom Alecha Adam Shiva Asar Hein, if you want to say, the Yerushalmi might hold their 17 brachas in Shmona Esrei, not 18. Because they put, as we had this one time earlier, they put a Semach David and Binyan Yerushalayim together. And if you want to say the 17, Amarlo say, well, altogether we have 18. Shalminim kvar kavua chacham yavning. Only have 17? No, we have 18. We have 18, and that's what the Balam Alshinim parallels. Period. Again, there's a lot to talk about the connection between Malchus Beis David and Binyan Yerushalayim. Not for now. Hesiv, Rebbe Elazar Bar Yossi, Kumir Rebbe Yossi, Faksiv, Kel Hakavod Hirim. There's another Shem Hashem in that Mizmor LaDavid. It says Yudke Vavke 18 times, but doesn't Kel also count? Amarle, 1 second. Vatani Kol Shel Minim Vishal Poshim Machni Azedim. We have multiple themes in one bracha. Shel Zakenim Vishal Geirim B'Miftach L'Tzadikim. Shel David B'Boni Yerushalayim. We have multiple themes, meaning Kel must be related to one of those lesser themes, just like it's not Yudke Vavke, so it's related to one of those lesser themes. Says the Gemara, Islacha Mesafka L'Kol Chad V'Chad Minhon. but we don't have enough kales to parallel all the sub-themes. So that answer doesn't really work. No answer given to that question. Period. Number four. Rabbi Hanani b'shem Rabbi Pinchas k'neged Shmonasar pa'amim she'avos k'suvim b'Torah Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, the 18 times that all the avos are written in the same in one pasuk. Im yom alecha adam tisha asarhein. If you want to say no, there's 19. I found the 19th. Amar lo v'ni Hashem nitzav alav vayomer les himinon. That's not counted because it just says Hashem is on him and Hashem says I am the God of Avraham Yitzchak. Doesn't say Yaakov. That alav doesn't count. V'ni yom alecha adam shiva asarhein. If you want to say no, there's only 17. Amar lo, this one does count. V'yikori b'hem shemi. Yaakov, the Shem Avosai, Abraham Yitzchak, Minun Hin. That does count. So that is all number four. That's the next one that counts where we get 18 from. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue.